forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A freeze warning begins at 10 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. 46 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 29 tonight. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow 40. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Funds are set to flow into the Sunflower State to help make the state's electrical grid more resilient to face severe weather. The state of Kansas is set to receive funds from the U.S. Department of Energy to make the grid more robust during extreme weather events as a part of the Joint Targeted Interconnection Queue Portfolio. In addition to that, Governor Laura Kelly has said that the Department of Energy recently announced various projects to benefit Kansas through the Grid Resilience and Innovation Partnerships Program, including wildfire mitigation and renewable energy access in western Kansas, wildfire assessment and resilience for networks, and distribution optimization in Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. The Kansas 3rd District Congresswoman, Sharice David, said that these can create good-paying jobs and ensuring that folks across Kansas can access clean, affordable electricity. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
One person is dead after a crash between a car and a train in Barber County around 12 p.m. The Kansas Highway Patrol has said that this happened on Kansas Highway 2 at mile marker 4. Westbound K2 to Anthony is closed, and east of U.S. 281 was closed while the scene was active.
He's going to be strong and focusing on really what are the priorities for our country. And, you know, we talk about those. We talk about our ever-growing debt that's over $33.5 trillion, and we've got to focus on federal spending to get that under control.
That is Congressman Ron Essis of the 4th District of Kansas, which includes Wichita and Sedgwick County, talking about why he voted for the brand new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Due to heavy rains in Wichita, crews have begun search parties to help find people on river islands, which have been used as many homeless encampments down the Arkansas River. The Wichita Fire Department says that the flow and the speed of the water had become very dangerous and that they did not find any areas that needed evacuations down the river. And luckily, no one from the rescue crews were injured. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The United States House of Representatives finally has a Speaker of the House and Republican from Louisiana, Mike Johnson. And each representative from Nebraska, Don Bacon, Mike Flood, and Adrian Smith, voted for him. All three previously showed their support for Majority Whip Tom Emmer and previously stood firmly with Republican from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
To those who are selling these products, they need to stop. This is putting Nebraskans at risk. It's putting Nebraska children, most importantly, at risk.
That is Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers talking about stores that are selling deceptive THC-containing products called Delta 8. Across the state, there have been 10 lawsuits filed against 10 different shops. Attorney General Hilgers also said that this is a game of Russian roulette that Nebraskans are losing. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here for you.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Monday is the final day to request mail-in ballots for the November 7th general election. People may call their respective county clerk's office or request online at ksvotes.org. Voters can also cast ballots in person at their county clerk's offices now through Monday, November 6th at noon. A car seat check is planned Saturday at the Marshall County Health Department, currently at 1500 Center Street from 10 until noon. And the department will also participate in the annual National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day from 10 to 2 on Saturday, which provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of unused or outdated prescription drugs. The car seat check and prescription drug take-back drop-off at the Marshall County Health Department Saturday. Frankfort Haunted Hayrack Walking Trail and Fall Fest, which was planned this weekend, has been rescheduled a week later to November 4th due to the cold weather forecast. The Valley Heights School's Community Fall Fest activities Saturday will be moved inside the Blue Rapids Gym with booths, games, and concessions at 6 and the costume contest at 7:30. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board will hold a special meeting Monday evening at 5 for consultation with an attorney. They'll be meeting in executive session. The meeting will not be live streamed, not necessarily related, but the district is being challenged by three adjacent schools regarding district boundaries. A state mediator is involved. Prairie Hills enrollment is down 143 students from last year, with 926 total enrollment. The largest number are a result of closing the Wetmore School. Sabetha remains the largest in the district, down 31 students, including 18 elementary year over year. Axtell Schools in USD 113 report an increase of 12 students. The candidate forum is planned Monday evening in Blue Rapids at the Community Center, with city council candidates beginning first at 6:30 and the mayor at 7:30. Filed candidates include Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and incumbent Doug Weitzel running for two open seats on the council. And mayoral candidates filed include incumbent Jerry Zias, as well as Clayton Reed and David Sain. A meeting in Seneca is set Monday evening to outline plans for a public fitness court proposed east of the Aquatic Center parking lot, funded in part through a $50,000 grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which will be matched by the City of Seneca. The entire project, which is to include a total fitness workout for all ages with stationary equipment for exercise, remains some $100,000 short of a total $210,000. The Parks and Rec Director will host the Come and Go meeting Monday, 5:30 till 6:30 at Seneca City Hall to share details and hear concerns, as well as identifying potential local financial partners. Marysville City Council Monday evening considered applicants for the interim city administrator position, with plans to Zoom interview three of the five applicants that have submitted resumes. They include Jeff Peterson, who is city administrator at Flandreau, South Dakota; Kendall Francis was city administrator at Hutchinson, Kansas; and John Herenstein, a municipal consultant. 4.5 years in prison for a Wymore man was the sentence in Gage County District Court in three criminal cases against 27-year-old Skylar Hutchinson, who's charged in theft convictions involving a cell phone, car, and pickup stolen in Lincoln. Related charges were dismissed earlier with another open case in Lancaster County and previous probation cases in Gage County.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next, Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. High in the mid-40s this afternoon, lots of sunshine with a few lingering clouds early. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 30 degrees. On Saturday, lots of clouds, areas of rain in the afternoon, high near 39. Saturday, cloudy, areas of rain, then some snow, low near 27. Chance of seeing some snow and sleet on Sunday. Mainly cloudy, high of 37. Sunday night, gradual clearing will cool to a low near 18. High of 43 on Monday. Lots of sunshine. Monday night, clear, low near 22. Sunny on Tuesday, high of 38. Tuesday night, mainly clear, low near 18. High of 50 on Wednesday. Lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, clear, low near 28. High near 58 on Thursday, mainly sunny. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 31. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature, late October 64, record high on this date 89, the average low 39, and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:49, sunset this evening at 6:33.
The right coaxing can give you fragrant springtime blooms in the middle of winter. We will tell you how to fool Mother Nature on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 27th, the 300th day of the year. 26th President Teddy Roosevelt was born on this day, and in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years. Now's the time for planting spring blooming bulbs. But if you'd rather not wait for spring, you can coax some blooms indoors during the winter months. Here's a method that works well for Dutch hyacinth. Put three or four bulbs in a bowl with good potting soil, keeping the tops exposed. Store in a cool, dark place for 8 to 12 weeks while keeping the soil moistened. Once the flower spikes reach 2 to 3 inches, bring them into the light in a cool room. Turn frequently for even growth, and you'll be enjoying fragrant hyacinths in your home, maybe even for Christmas. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
OCZ Paintworks takes time to honor and salute the first responders in all areas. Their selfless service to the greater communities does not go unnoticed. Thank you for all your strength, courage, and dedication. From all your friends at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to proudly salute all area first responders for their part in educating and protecting our community. We do not take your services for granted. Thank you for all that you do from Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bethany. Twin Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team.
Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We can really use your help.
Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and a retirement package.
Apply for a full-time or part-time position at Greenleaf or Beatty location.
Or online at twinvalleyfriends.com/jobopenings.
Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton had surgery in Los Angeles to repair a fractured wrist after the game against the Chargers. Head coach Andy Reid said that things are going to be positive moving forward and have to check and see to see if he can make a return during the regular season. In his place, the Chiefs signed former Chargers linebacker Drew Tranquil in free agency this offseason. Head coach Andy Reid also said that Justin Ross practiced one day after the 23-year-old was arrested with misdemeanor domestic battery and criminal damage and was released posting a $2,500 bond. Ross is due back in court on the 4th of December. While just being a bit player for the Kansas City Chiefs, being active in the first 7 games, but has just 3 catches for 34 yards this season. Another Chiefs receiver, Justin Watson, has returned to practice after he hurt his elbow and the Chiefs went over the Broncos in Week 6. He has 10 catches for 219 yards this year.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
As the Jayhawks continue to prepare for the number 6 Oklahoma Sooners headed to the booth, Lance Leipold has recently said that Jalen Daniels continues to make progress with his back injury, but it's likely that Jason Bean will still be the starter against Oklahoma this weekend. So far, Jason Bean has completed 65% of his passes for 913 yards and 9 touchdowns and just 2 interceptions, both in the loss against Oklahoma State. And he's currently tied for 7th in the nation, averaging 9.6 yards per attempt. K-State is preparing to host the Houston Cougars in the Bill this weekend. They'll be facing Houston for the very first time as Big 12 opponents, and the very first time in both schools' history. Houston is coming off a loss to the Texas Longhorns. Despite having more first downs, yards passing, total offense, and third down conversions than Texas, there are 2 top 25 college football matchups. Number 8 Oregon will be heading to Utah to take on the number 13 Utes. And in the ACC, the number 20 Duke Blue Devils will be taking on the number 18 Louisville Cardinals.
Week 9 high school football scores from Thursday. In our broadcast feature, Hanover tripped Lakeside 54-8. Game called with 2:02 remaining in the third quarter on a 3-yard fumble recovery that resulted in a Hanover touchdown. Hanover moves on to face Lebo. Lebo beat Norwich 52-6. Frankfurt shuts out St. John's Tipton 60-0. Frankfurt will meet the winner of Canton Galva and Colony Crest scheduled this evening. Axtell shut out Wakefield 58-0. Undefeated Axtell will host Hutchinson Central Christian in the next round. Central Christian beat St. Paul 48-24. Valley Heights advances over Remington 58-14. Centralia posts a win over Oskaloosa 50-14. Lynn took Pike Valley 92-48, and Washington County beat Stockton 50-18. Friday night kickoff, Marysville at Heston will have the game at 7 live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover Lady Wildcat volleyball team is the number 4 seed in 1A Division 2 and will face the number 5 seed Wheatland Grinnell Friday at 10 a.m. They'll face 8th seed Buckland Friday at noon and top seed Lebo Friday at 3 from Emporia's White Auditorium. Valley Heights, the number 7 seed in 2A, facing 2nd seed Inman Friday at 4:30, 3rd seed Hoxie at 5:30, and number 6 seed St. Mary's Colgan Friday at 7:30 from Dodge City. Again, Hanover, Valley Heights volleyball matches all live on FM 95.5. State cross country meet is Saturday in Lawrence. Marysville boys team won the Sabetha Regional last week with 5 in the top 25, led by Silas Miller, who finished runner-up. Brenner Pilsel placed 11th, Mason Rader 12th. Axtell boys team was runner-up at regional. They run at state in Wamego Saturday, led by Grady Bussing, runner-up in regionals. Gavin Shaughnessy finished sixth.
Rock, Josh, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown, Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks take on the Oklahoma Sooners in Lawrence. Our coverage begins at 9:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
On today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats battle the Houston Cougars on homecoming. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country KNDY.
You know, sitting here, one of the things that you can do when you're trying to communicate with the spirits is you ask them for a sign. And if you think about it and you're quiet and you focus and you ask them to give you a sign, sometimes you might hear a random knock or something might move or something might get knocked over. Maybe we should try that.
Marysville is a great place to live and have a family. However, there is a lot that goes on in this small town. Tonight, we're going to be looking into the creaks and bumps in the night. Some might say unexplainable. These are the paranormal stories of Marysville, Kansas.
To see all of our ghost stories, go to the Visit Marysville YouTube and Facebook page.
Halloween is here, so it's time to break out the garlic and keep the vampires, zombies, and other evil spirits at bay. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Garlic has long been credited as a repellent for evil spirits. People smeared garlic on children's foreheads, munched on garlic, or wore it around their necks to keep themselves safe. Some believe since garlic deters some blood-sucking insects, it must also keep blood-sucking evil spirits away. The sulfur compounds in garlic make it an effective repellent, and it is being used in both insecticides and animal repellents. Garlic has also been used for centuries to cure infections. Today, you can find the garlic sulfur compounds used in some fungicides, bactericides, viricides, and antimicrobial products. So perhaps, if garlic can fight disease, it may cure vampires of the infection that made them immortal. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Over the years, we've done many stories from towns that are the birthplace of famous people. But today is certainly a first, for I'm taking you to a place that proclaims to be the future birthplace of a very famous individual. I'll explain on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Primetime Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Riverside, Iowa is a town of just about 1,000 people south of Iowa City. Like a lot of smaller places, they were looking at ways to promote the place they lived to locals and visitors alike.
Steve Miller was on the city council while he read The Making of Star Trek. And he read that little bit of information about Kirk being born in a small town in Iowa.
Carolyn Hudson lives in Riverside, Iowa. And when she speaks of Kirk, she means Captain Kirk of Star Trek fame. That series was created by Gene Roddenberry, and Riverside Councilman Steve Miller decided to embark on a mission that seemed a bit crazy, but could really put Riverside on the map.
He contacted Gene Roddenberry and asked if Riverside, Iowa could become the future birthplace. Gene Roddenberry wrote back, said, "Nobody else has asked. I'm changing the information. He's born in Riverside, Iowa."
You can come here and see the stone marker proclaiming this as the site of Captain Kirk's birth, which will happen on March 22, 2233. Banners proclaim the town is where the trek begins. There's a statue of Captain Kirk, and there's Trek Fest held each June, which brings lots of people to town.
We have a nice parade in town, and people dress up in costume. And on occasion, we get one of the stars to come.
In fact, William Shatner has been here to see the place his character will be born. The Voyage Home Museum shares stories not only of Star Trek's connection to this place, but the town's history as an early stop on the railroad. Although the birth of Captain Kirk is still around a couple of centuries away, Carolyn expects they'll keep up those annual events right up to the birth date. Whether you are a Trek fan or not, it's a fun place to visit and see what no other town can proclaim, the future birthplace of a famous person. Traveling the countryside in Riverside, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction with tractors, truck, trailers, car, 4x4, and tools for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, October 28th, 10 a.m. at 995 Fifth Road, Bremen. Tools include a 220-volt upright compressor, oxyacetylene tank with cart, AC/DC HD welder, a number of other tools and miscellaneous. Collectibles include 20 cast-iron implement seats. Tractor, truck, car, trailers, 4x4, and machinery sell after 1 o'clock, and include a 67 John Deere 4020 diesel, 76 C90 diesel truck, 20-foot aluminum bed trailer, 1946 Plymouth Coupe Special Edition 60,000 miles, 2009 Titan enclosed trailer, 2012 Yamaha Camo 4x4 with snow plow, hydraulic blade, bush hog, bale mover, propane tanks, and miscellaneous. This estate auction for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, 10 a.m. at 995 Fifth Road, Bremen. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Get some great wildlife pictures around your place. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Wild animals don't pose and say cheese, but I do have some tips to make it seem like they do as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Take a lot of pictures of wildlife when I'm out in the woods. Getting a good shot is really difficult because they startle and run off if they hear me. I need to sit, watch, wait, and be more patient.
Professional wildlife photographer Jim Zuckerman says your odds of a good picture go up if you understand the animal's behavior, habits, personalities, and patterns. Whether it's a butterfly or a deer, give them a reason to hang around.
Like with deer, all you have to do is leave out a little table full of fruit, apples, for example, and you'll have them every day. Because once they know that it's there and the food supply is constant, it's amazing. So food is the biggest attractant.
A cell phone camera will capture the animal, but you can't zoom in really close. By using better equipment like a DSLR camera and 300-millimeter telephoto lens, you'll capture tight shots from a safe distance.
The telephoto allows you to bring the animal visually closer. In other words, so you can fill more of the frame with it, and so it's impressive. So you can see the detail, you can see the expression.
In wildlife photography, making eye contact with the subject gives life to the image. It is easy to focus on only taking close-ups of animals, but sometimes it's worthwhile to zoom out to show the environment where the animals live. The best time to photograph wildlife is at dawn when the light is pretty and the animals are active, or at dusk when they're coming out from hiding. This often means you'll be shooting in darker conditions, so another accessory is a large lens aperture to let in more light. Zuckerman says using a tripod will let you get away with a slower shutter speed. Find more tips for photographing wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. Fresh hot breakfast served at Bite Me Barbecue Wednesday through Saturday starting at 6 a.m. Sunday start at 7 and go until 11 when brunch is served until 1:30. Many traditional favorites served along with others you don't see much, such as grits and fried apples. Dine in or take away, but always eat local. Make Bite Me Barbecue your morning stop and get the most important meal of the day.
Putting your pumpkins to good use after Halloween. Today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. I bet you can guess what a Virginia-based nonprofit called Pumpkins for Pigs is all about. Here's founder Jennifer Seifert.
After Thanksgiving, I would still have pumpkins on my front porch, and they were in perfect condition, and I would see them sitting by people's trash cans. And I just kept thinking, there has to be a better way.
There was. Seifert talked to a local farmer who told her his livestock would eat those pumpkins. Word got around.
We are now in over 40 states. We are in over 500 locations. Our offerings have expanded quite significantly. We started with your fall decor, which is pumpkins, gourds, hay bales, straw bales, all of those sorts of things. And it has continued to expand.
Seifert says even with all those locations, there's room to grow.
On our website, you can register your farm or animal sanctuary. We also are looking for volunteers who want to do collections in their neighborhoods or their schools, places of worship, things like that. And then we are always looking for financial donations in order to keep Pumpkins for Pigs moving forward. There's a lot we would like to do, and there's a point at which you got to have cash to do those things.
Visit pumpkinsforpigs.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated appreciates the 4-H staff and volunteers who dedicate their time to teaching our youth skills they will be able to use for the rest of their lives. Thank you for everything you do. From everyone at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, Commercial Trucking, Truck and Trailer Repair. CNK Service salutes the local 4-H clubs and their leaders for the principles they uphold and teach to the children of our communities. 4-H offers so much to the kids of today, like working knowledge and social skills, that it will ensure they have the keys to live successful lives. Thank you from CNK Service in Sabetha.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the dairy market has been extremely volatile lately, especially with the expansion here across the Mid-America region and even in the state of Kansas. As the dairy market has seen some significant shifts over the past 2 years, especially with Ben Lane, the senior dairy analyst at Terrain, it says that the years have brought changes in production, exports, pricing, and other factors that have forced the dairy industry to adapt and innovate. And the dairy market has seen some significant shifts over the past 2 years, especially with 2022 and 23 standing out as distinct chapters in the industry's history.
2022 was great, largely because exports were so strong, and especially cheese. We had a big advantage in terms of really strong cheese exports, which is not the norm for the industry, but it's been a positive trend. 2023, we saw those exports slow down for a few reasons, but mostly because we just kind of got priced out of the global market. So when those went away, we saw, you know, prices, milk prices really suffer, and they dropped pretty quickly down to some pretty dismal lows that triggered a lot of insurance payments and DMC programs to levels that we hadn't seen before. So I think, you know, we've learned more lessons about how we have come through these 2 years and how volatility is probably, you know, here to stay. It's going to be a fact of life, and we're going to have to figure out how to manage that going forward, especially as we become more reliant on global markets.
He goes on to say the ever-changing dynamics of the dairy market has led to several different significant shifts in production and operations.
Well, we've seen a lot of shifts. I mean, we're always sort of going through consolidation in various forms, but it is something that we're seeing. You know, people start to position how they make milk and look at efficiencies, especially when you have kind of limitations on your ability to grow milk production. So we're not just in nonstop growth mode because you've got a lot of base programs, you've got other things in place that are limiting production expansion. So we're forced to look at kind of new ways of getting benefits from scale and looking at things like dairy on beef cross and all sorts of new ways to sort of improve our efficiency and manage in this new era.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Grain needs to be at the right temperature and moisture level for safe storage. This includes preventing grain bin condensation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
As we head into late fall, dropping temperatures bring on challenges in grain storage management. Condensation can form on the inside of a grain bin. The moisture re-wets the corn and in many cases will spoil it. Ken Hillevang is an extension ag engineer at North Dakota State University. He says the way to minimize condensation is to try to limit the difference between corn temperature and the air temperature on the outside of the bin.
Some of the farmers are using a system where they'll do partial cooling in the high temperature dryer and then finish the cooling and taking off a little moisture in the bin. The bigger the temperature difference between outside temperature and corn temperature, the more problems that we're going to see with condensation. And that has been a major issue across the Corn Belt the last few years, depending on outside conditions.
Good ventilation, whether natural or intentional, is a must for maintaining a uniform temperature inside and keeping moisture out of grain bins. But he emphasizes that it's important to understand the principles that are involved so we can properly manage what Mother Nature throws at us.
We need to understand the equilibrium moisture content. We need to understand the drying process, what causes condensation. Automation is a tool that can help us. We have temperature cables, we have moisture sensors, but it does not replace understanding what's taking place and applying the appropriate management strategy.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grain bin condensation and how to avoid it at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network Community. Hoosier moving through a Friday today. Market's closing just a little bit later here as we see. We've seen pretty consistent on the board, kind of mixed in the grain markets right now. Livestock still mostly higher on the day. Corn market is definitely slowing down. We'll see how they wrap up a little bit later as December corn is up 0.75 cents to 480 even. March corn's up 1 penny at 494 and a quarter of a cent. In the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for December still down 12.25 cents to 642.5. The March Casey wheat's down by 10.75 cents to 654 and a half of cent. In the oats market, December oats right now down a penny to 3.96 and a quarter. March oats down a cent to 4.16 even as well. In the bean market, we're still seeing mostly higher numbers here. November beans are up 16.5 cents to 12.96 even. January beans up 17.5 cents to 13.17 and 3 quarters. In the meal market, December's up 12.40 to 4.41.90. With the January up $10.80 at 4.26 and 70 cents, and the soybean oil for December up 35 cents to 52.10, January up 32 cents at 51 and 42 cents. Real quick, canola market, November's up 17 at 70 to 684 and 60 cents. Cotton market down 55 cents to 84 and 4 cents, with the March down a quarter to 85.90 right now. Looking at your U.S. dollar index for the day, December's down 6 pennies at 106.35. March index is down 11 cents at 105.91. The euro sitting at 105, and the British pound down just about a penny to 121 right now. 30-year bonds for December in the red slightly, sitting at 109.90, and the 10-year notes for December down at 106.08. For the time being, stock market is mixed but mostly lower. The Dow Jones down 301 points at 32,482. The S&P is down 17 at 41.19. And the NASDAQ in the green by 49 points right now at 12,644. We'll see how we close in just a bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street. Stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or ToppersPlusKS.com.
Make your truck work for you.
Wichita State Volleyball is back in action Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. against new conference rival North Texas for Educators Appreciation Night. All educators receive free admission to the match with a school employee ID. Bring the family back out to the Roundhouse the next day on Saturday, November 4th at 2 p.m. for Wichita Eagle Family Day. Receive 4 tickets to the match, 4 hot dogs, 4 popcorns, and 4 drinks for only $32. Purchase your tickets today at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS.
The Klein Cattle Company will hold their 2023 Fall Bull Sale Saturday, October 28th at the farm located 1879 Bobcat Lane, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m. Selling will be 22 Angus, Red Angus, Simmental, and Horned Hereford 20-month-old bulls. Athletic, sound structured, with featured genetics, these high-quality bulls will be an addition to your herd. Visit KleinCattleCompany.com for a full sale catalog. A high-quality sale of ready-to-turn-out 20-month-old bulls with several heifer bulls available at the Klein Cattle Company Fall Bull Sale, Saturday, October 28th, located at the Klein Cattle Company Farm, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Soil testing can take place many times during the year, but K-State soil fertility specialist says fall is an ideal time to sample because it allows producers time to remedy concerns. Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses the different nutrients that can be tested for and how to sample fields.
And in terms of the key nutrients that we often tend to look at is phosphorus and potassium primarily. Those tend to be the most limiting factors. But something that we want to look at very closely as well is pH. And this is particularly important. We have legumes in the mix, which can be very sensitive to low pH situations. We need to make some corrective action for pH. We do need some time for that lime application to react and change that pH. And so, again, with fall sampling and in the case of needs for lime application, this will give us plenty of time before the spring. And so those are some of the key nutrients that is often good to evaluate. Of course, we can look at other nutrients as well, things like sulfur and nitrogen as well. But again, those tend to be less of a limiting factor. But again, once we have the samples, it's good to analyze for other nutrients as well. May not need to be analyzed more frequently, such as the case of P and K, but it's good to have information as well on other nutrients, things like organic matter, for example, and texture even in some cases where we're trying to have a better assessment of the characteristic of that particular field.
Diaz says sampling at the appropriate depth for different nutrients is important to get an accurate sample.
One thing that is very particular, of course, is that if we do lime application, in some cases, you're going to be only on the surface. We're basically not incorporating any of these. And so we really talk about a sampling depth typically of about 3 inches. So if we suspect that we have some pH issues, different sampling depth of 3 inches is recommended. Otherwise, for other nutrients, the recommended sampling depth is going to be 6 inches following the K-State recommendations.
He explains a tool that can be used for this process.
And so here's where we need to pay attention to how we are collecting the sample, things like a number of cores that we are collecting. It is important that we collect many subsamples. Typically, we will recommend to use a soil core and try to collect at minimum 15 to 20 cores, which those are basically subsamples that are going to go into one sample that you will be submitting to the lab. And so this is very important to basically get a representative sample of that particular field.
That was K-State Soil Fertility Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with why farmers should take the time to test their soil this fall. He says sampling should take place every 3 to 4 years, but can differ depending on the field's needs. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Twin Rivers Ford is proud of the hard work and commitment of all the first responders. The knowledge, compassion, and empathy they show is deeply admired, and the dedication is inspiring. Thank you for all that you do to care for the communities. From all of your friends and supporters at Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury. Blue Valley Door Company proudly salutes all first responders and says thank you for all the sacrifices and commitment to caring for the community you serve. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Thank you.
champ and music we love most. Dance your cares away, and in my arms you'll want to stay. When your lips meet mine, your kiss goes to my head like wine. For together we belong, so let's sing a happy song while we dance a champagne polka.
Classic Country Library is so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.